thank you to loyal listener Carrie. She's called me out. She said, did you say you hate basketball? I said, hey, NBA basketball. Not my deal. I like some college and the majority of high school basketball because they'll play correctly. NBA just bugs me. I think the athletes are great. I think it's fun to watch Carrie getting after me here on Monday. Thanks for listening, though. I always appreciate it. Her sons are very good basketball players at Scott, so she's giving me a hard time.
Hey, kind of like same subject.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to catch a high school basketball game on Friday.
Oh, did you? What'd you go see?
I went to see Omaha South.
Okay.
Against Benson.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where was that at?
South.
Okay.
Was that South? I think it was a part of a tournament.
Okay.
South, they're going to be an issue.
Yeah?
I can see it already. It was just, you know what? I'm not going to lie. It was just good to be back into a high school gym.
Right.
And watching high school ball. It's been a while since I've been able to do that. But I was very impressed with them
mm-hmm.
specifically.
Well, they're coached well.
Very well. And
yeah.
You could tell, not knocking Benson's coach, but you could tell the difference between the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And Omaha South, they've got this press. And they've got it locked down and ready. Benson wasn't ready for the press.
Right.
And you could tell that you could tell they weren't ready, but you can tell how disciplined South is, and you can tell how experienced they are. They know each other. They've got that chemistry already. You can see that on the court. And number three on South, I don't know what this gentleman's name is, but my dude has got some game.
Yeah?
Yeah, my dude has got some game. I think the numbers were 3-1-12 were like the big three for South.
Okay.
And obviously knowing that they returned four starters on a state championship team, I was like, okay, so those are three of the starters that clearly returned. It was a very good game. Shout out to Benson for never quitting, though. South would get up maybe about 16, and then Benson would cut it down to about 12, 10, and they kept fighting. Benson's also got a dude number 13. He's got an arm sleeve. I was very impressed with him as well.
Tyrese Griggs is number three.
Okay, yeah.
Shooting guard?
Yep.
About 6 foot, 185.
Mm-hmm.
You said 12?
Yep.
Jay Saunders?
Okay.
The other point guard, another senior.
And number one.
Number one? Mm-hmm. Skylar Wilson?
Gotcha. All three seniors?
All three seniors.
Yeah, they played like seniors.
Yeah.
But they played like
good.
Seniors.
Good. Are you going to make that a weekly thing? Are you going to get around to schools?
I really want to.
I think you should cover those.
I really want to. Like I said, I just went as a fan.
That's going to be a better content piece than the NBA thing. Seriously. I think we should do this, Georgie. I think you should go around the weekend, and you should watch a game, and then you come in and you talk about that, especially on Mondays.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, especially, I love me a good tournament. If there's any good tournaments, especially in the area, I will sit there from 8 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday morning, or a Saturday, and just take it all in. I love me a good tournament.
Yeah, there's my guy Tino Martinez puts on a banger out there in GI.
Mm.
GI is about 2 hours west. You have to go out there.
What I will
Miller North is playing. Oh, who are they playing this year? Help me out, fans there. Tweet me at the JTEX Drugs Zone Twitter feed at Verse51 or Equitable Bank Zone Inbox or call Damon Inclusion Center Hotline. God, who are they playing? It might be Oak Hill.
Mm. Oh, really?
Oh, dude. Yeah, he brings cats in. Tino's a good dude.
Okay. I do plan on getting out to at least one Miller North game. I got to see this team play.
Yeah.
The only issue is, and maybe help me with this, and I come from Chicago, and one of the big things about Chicago hoops is the student section.
Uh-huh.
There was no student section for a defending state championship basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothered me.
Yeah.
That bothered me. I don't know. Is it a rule? I don't know what it is. It was a good crowd. Good crowd on hand. But there was no student section. You walk into a Chicago gym, especially if you walk into the suburbs, it is deafening loud with students.
Yeah.
Cheering. It, that presence is felt. That was something I was missing on Friday, though.
I mean, I think if you want two of the better prep students, actually got to go to prep.
That's what I heard.
Go see the Birdcage, yeah.
So they call it the bird. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm digging this.
And then, I apologize. There's a lot of them like out of outside of Omaha.
Yeah.
A lot of great student sections. A lot of them travel to games.
That's what I'm talking about.
Scutts is a work in progress. They're currently struggling with that, but
okay.
I know there's a bunch. Oh gosh, you did play. Beatrice travels really well. Like they'll bring a lot of folks.
That's what I'm talking about.
Two games, yeah.
It's part of the atmosphere. It's part of the high school basketball atmosphere.
It should be.
That was the only thing I was missing on Friday.
Yeah.
Was the student section, and especially for a team that won state last year. So I'm like, okay, this is a good team. I'm going to get a good student section. That was the only thing I was missing.
One thing that hurts with that kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that kind of sucks is through administration, people are too much in their feelings. Like in Grand Island, we used to have the bleacher bums, and we would have themes, and you would dress up, and then you could kind of, you know, you'd have some good chants and cheers and fun stuff. You'd take little pot shots at the team you're playing. Well,
right, right.
Then inevitably, the person taking the pot shots at their mom or dad gets mad, and then you have to stop, and the, you know, administration comes like, okay, guys, knock it off. They don't let kids be ornery anymore, right? Like, just got to toe that line. But it's always got to be corrected, and it's always got to be stopped, and it, you know, that kind of stuff isn't fun.
Yeah, it's not. No,
you got to be able to get, live on the edge a little bit.
Brian's in the Equitable Bank inbox said Millard West is a great student section. They're called the Wildcat Crazies.
Yeah.
So
it's another one.
Here's what I'll say: I will be in a lot of. I'm already looking for a game on Friday to go to.
Okay.
So I will be in some gyms. I will be checking out student sections. I'm not going to sit in the student section. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I know my place. I know my place.
Hey, who's the narc?
Right. Exactly. I know my place. But I'm telling you, that's a part of the atmosphere. That's what I love about high school hoops and college too. Give me a good student section, a loud one too. Don't just stand there watching the game. Give me some chance. Get into it. But no, I had a real good time, and I actually plan on going to see South again. No, it was good. I just wanted to see what Omaha High School hoops was like, and it was good. Good showing.
Is that gonna be your adopted team? You're gonna be a Packer?
No, no. Okay. No, I can't.
I do think you should though. I think you should go to the game. I think you should come give a breakdown of it because you bring an outsider perspective to it.
Yeah,
I mean, high school basketball in Chicago is no joke.
No,
like that's a deal.
I'm telling you right now, and that's one thing I went in on Friday and didn't do. I was like, I'm not going to compare this to what Chicago is because it's a different giant. It's a completely different giant. I'm not saying that Omaha doesn't hold a candle. Omaha's got dudes. Omaha's got dudes that could compete over there too.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's a completely different giant over there. So that's one thing I didn't want to do. But it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Well, you got to give some. Yip at them quite a bit because I think sometimes they get a little bit out of control, but you got to give credit to the guys that have built those youth programs in the state of Nebraska and in Omaha.
Yes.
They've done a nice job.
Oh, yeah.
A really nice job. And they have a vision, they have a mission, and they're getting it accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
High school basketball in the state of Nebraska is probably something that's moved up quite a bit in the last couple of years. You know, they're producing D1 talent, they're getting guys to schools. Through the high school and also through the AAU setup, they've done some credit to all those gentlemen out there. If you want to acknowledge any, just hit me up, however you'd like to. Gayla, to touch on a thing we were talking about earlier about T. Frey, she said, I think what most people had a problem with is that Tommy said he believed that someone that can't get it done, that's pretty definitive, criticize the play calling, et cetera, but to say at this point that Frost won't be able to do it is very negative. I agree with that. I didn't take it as a long-term look on that. I took it as in that moment. You know, in that moment, and it was maybe a one-off. But at that point in time, things were happening in the game where you kind of opened yourself up for some criticism. So, yeah. But I understand what Gayla's saying, so I thank Gayla for hitting me up there. John has a brag. He says, a proud papa moment. The kid played her first high school basketball game last week, and as a freshman, played in all 32 minutes of the JV game in a win. She put in a lot of work all offseason. It's good to see that reflected on the court and her rewarded with minutes. So yes.
Two things real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Mike on Twitter said Millard North is playing IMG Academy in GI.
That's it. Yep.
There it is.
Thanks, bud.
And two, hey, I will go watch women's basketball as well.
Mm-hmm.
As everybody knows, I'm a big WNBA advocate. My older sister played varsity basketball for 3 out of her 4 years in high school, so I'm a big women's as well. So if there's any good women's varsity teams playing, I'll go check those girls out as well.
That's IMG Academy. Thanks to Carrie again.
Yep.
The GI Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
February 15th?
So keep February 15th open. And then
I don't have a...
Cody says he won't be able to call in. Him. He's out salting. But a great weekend for the boys. Great coming out party for Ridge Lovett, who's the freshman there. Wrestled at a lighter weight for dear old Nebraska U. 9 out of 10 of Nebraska's wrestlers medal. And good to see 7 of the 9 win their medal matches. The Huskers go 19-0 in the first two rounds and get everyone to the quarters. So that's a big... That's a big deal. And then Kelly says he still maintains that the conditioning program should be baling hay, which there ain't no joke there. That is a real deal there. Blue State also confirmed there that they're playing IMG. Yeah, Kitty's in my camp. Says the high school. Yeah, Sean helps. I should have looked through my Twitter. I just Googled. I just got into Google mode. Yeah. Evidently, Ty Griggs is the deal. Turn Georgie's eyes in that.
Oh, he's a deal? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
There it is, bud.
I know talent when I see it.
Yeah, you do. There it is, and we know we got to step out and pay some bills. We'll be right back with more of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.